Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, do you like role-playing games? Well, you should check out Mystery Quest. It's an actual play podcast where we focus on all kinds of indie TTRPGs with a rolling cast of special guests. You can find us anywhere where you get your podcasts. I'll see you there.
Hello, and welcome to a D&D game with us, Hat Films.
Hello!
Oh, it's happening. It's the beginning. This is just the very beginning. This is the recorded episode, the first sort of episode zero we did to check that this is even feasible. We've been setting up cameras and lights all day, and today we're going to try and record the first few hours of gameplay in this world I've kind of thought up. The world itself is a place called the Thousand Teeth Isles, or it's an archipelago of sort of Caribbean-inspired islands. There's thousands of them, as the name says. We're focused around a sort of select few at the moment, but it's a place where civilizations from all over this world, from large continents off across great seas, come to find fortune, magic, lots of strange and wonderful new things. It's being colonized and civilized at a very quick rate, but it's still very much a frontier and a new sort of wild environment for our characters to explore. Now we're going to introduce these three characters. Ross, who are you playing?
I am playing the character Titus Zebedee.
That's me. That's a good name.
Let me just bring up my thing. I'm a Triton wizard. So I'll be conjuring things and using my hands and a staff.
What's a Triton?
I don't fully understand. What is a Triton, Smith? You know all these things.
A merfolk.
Triton are basically like mermaid people. Yeah,
yes.
You come from a noble family that literally, in my mind, owns a plot of land on the seabed.
Of course.
And like that's your estate. And occasionally you come to land to find other things that you can't find at the bottom of the sea.
And I'm from royalty.
Well, you're
from
a noble.
Highborn.
You're very, very highborn. You're maybe like two-thirds removed from the royal family of the sea, of the ocean, of the part of the ocean you came from. It's a big place. There's many royal families. But yeah, you are a noble, uppity wizard who's come originally to the Gold Tooth Isle to find favor and fortune. I don't know about you, but it sounds as though you may have been a fifth or sixth son of the family.
I think I've been made to go out on my own and do my own thing.
Right.
And not rely on Papa's cash.
Exactly.
So, but I still have, I've come from that wealth, so maybe that's where my attitude will lean towards.
Now, Chris Trott, who are you playing?
I'm playing Sword, which is like the weapon without the W. And I'm playing a hobgoblin. And if you don't know what a hobgoblin, it's a big red goblin. They're a lot stronger than the average goblin. My one is an artificer, and that, in D&D terms, means I create my spells through like vials and alchemical products, which I actually throw at enemies rather than conjuring those spells myself. And as a hobgoblin, I'm a bit short-tempered, a bit angry, and I like to fight. And I was ex-military. And I've got a big old scar on the side of my head, and I'm not going to explain why right now.
I'm going to make fun of it.
I wouldn't.
And finally, I mean, Ross has not played a huge amount of D&D, but another newbie we've got here, Craig. Who's your character?
First timer. My character is Kipipi, but he has a stage name.
Oh, he does.
Okay.
His stage name is Sticky Mickey.
Sticky Mickey.
Why is that?
Because he is he's a turtle bard, and he... Turtle man. Yeah. Musician. And he goes on tour around, used to be with his band, but unfortunately, he's had to go solo recently.
Why is that? What happened?
Well, we're about to go, on tour, get on the ship, go around all the islands and stuff, touring. And, one of the band members really got sick with some stuff that was going around, so
right.
I decided to just go solo.
Yeah.
And so...
God, imagine what that's like.
It's crazy. So Kipipi, Sticky Mickey, he's just been going around, like, the local taverns, pubs, festivals.
Lovely.
Just
wow.
around, you know, just playing some music on his little drums. He gets some good gigs. Yeah, he's trying to make it big.
Not just tavern crawling then.
Not just anywhere there's a celebration, okay. You know, a local fete maybe.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, just trying to go around and just earn his keep. Pub to pub, you know, just maybe he gets paid by just staying in the inns that he's done.
He's a capable guy as well, right? He's not just a musician. He's got lots of other skills. He seems like a very charismatic individual.
He is very charismatic. Yeah,
I'm sure we're all very interested to meet him. So this campaign is sort of somewhere between a mix between Pirates of the Caribbean meets Lord of the Rings meets Warhammer meets European. General history.
Seven Shades of Grey, right?
Seven Shades of Grey.
Well, what, 50?
Well, there's 57 in this world.
I can only see seven.
You can only see seven.
My character can only see
real
seven.
Real narrow cone. Yeah. He's dark vision in the daytime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's loosely what this is going to be about. I'm just going to get into this now, but essentially, we hope you enjoy this bizarre piratey world. So, I need to give you guys some things. First of all,
physical handouts.
Here's this. Don't open it.
It's like a Christmas cracker.
Don't open it. He says no, but
don't open it.
You can show what it looks like in that.
We have a little camera here.
It's just a piece of wrapped up paper.
It's not that impressive.
Look at that.
What could it be?
I can't see it
what
from here.
What could it be? Your characters met each other on the Gold Tooth Isle. That is the sort of hub town, hub city of this area of the chain of islands. There's many, many islands, like I've said, many hundreds of islands in the archipelago, but this is the one that most people come to first. This is one of the first ones that was colonized, and this is generally where people find their way throughout the isles. Now, when you were here, you met each other. Now, would you like to just briefly explain how you met each other? I know that Titus said you...
Oh, yeah.
How did you run into Sword?
So when I came to the Gold Tooth Isle...
Yeah.
I stumbled across a young folk gentleman here.
Are you young? I actually look really like grizzled and like I've got a dead cold stare and a huge scar. I don't know where you got the young thing from.
Well,
from the back I look quite young.
He said, young man.
Yeah, I strode straight up to him, tapped him on the shoulder, said, I'll buy you for 3 gold as a servant.
And I punched him in the face.
He punched me in the face.
Yeah.
And I immediately realized that wasn't the best way to meet people.
But I respected his tenacity.
Right.
And at that moment I thought, and that's where we got the contract.
Yeah.
Shortly after that.
Well, didn't you guys, I hear you went to a gig and...
Well, we stumbled into
Mickey,
a bar.
It was playing.
Tavern.
Yeah.
And this guy was...
He was playing.
I'd done, you know, one hell of a gig that night.
Really?
You know,
were there many people in the bar?
Were there many people? Yeah, there was at least like 8 or 9 people
really,
still there by the end.
Yeah.
Including these two.
Small place.
Yeah.
That's Max.
It's cramped in there.
Cozy.
Very.
And afterwards, you know, just went to the bar. These two, you know, they really loved the show.
Yeah.
So they bought me
a drink. We started exchanging pleasant. I was talking about my life in the military.
Yeah.
And how cool it is to like kill things all the time and punch people in the face. And I think that took your interest. It's like, you've never done that before, right?
I've never done that before.
And you were like, you've always made songs about it. But he's never done it.
I've never done it.
Perfect.
I want to experience something different.
Perfect. So you guys came together and you said, right, we need to find some work. Luckily for you, in the Gold Tooth Isle, there are information brokers, there are people offering contracts for all sorts of things. There's no real sort of organized militia or police. So a lot of the time, adventurers and mercenaries are hired on by rich folk who've set up previously in the area to retrieve things from them. Now you are one of these bands. So what's happened is you have accepted a contract from none other than Mikkel Salgo.
Mikkel
Salgo is a rich adventurer. He's famous. He's known in the area for finding some of the best new islands. He finds all these sort of amazing temples and tombs, and he always comes back with some of the best magical items. Whilst he was out, he docked his ship, the Fat Duck, okay? This is what the Fat Duck looks like.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's a panel.
It spins.
Revealing panel.
Yeah, it's a rotating
there
panel.
There it is.
Also, here's one that I also abandoned earlier because I thought it looked ridiculous. It looks like a crappy ad for a pub. So that's...
I think Sticky Mickey's played
duck.
There.
The Fat Duck.
Did you just like...
Yeah.
You've painted the edges out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bit of a rush job, that one. That's why I didn't use it.
That one's really good.
That one's a bit better.
Let's focus on that one.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So this is the ship you're going to be looking for.
Okay.
Right? This is the Fat Duck. Has
he got like a really realistic drawing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys, I mean, well, it's a magic drawing. I mean, you know, this Mikkel Salgo, he's put up ads all over town. He said, wanted my ship. It got taken from me. And you find out it was stolen, right? It was stolen by this horrible He doesn't know the name of him. He knows roughly what he looks like. It was stolen whilst he was out raiding a tomb, right? So he's out there looking through stuff, acquiring. And he comes back to his ship, arms full of treasure. It's not there, it's gone. And he's got word that his ship has been sighted docked at none other than Dockers Bay, right? Oh. Now, Dockers Bay.
That's a good place to dock some ships, isn't it?
It's a great place. If you're going between, you know, hub towns and other, you know, the other great continents of the world, Dockers Bay is sort of your gas stop, your last stop before heading off into the wide open ocean. So, that is where you find yourself. It's like a horseshoe-shaped island.
There's surrounded almost touching at the tips.
By ridge. Yeah, there's one entrance into the bay, which provides excellent cover for all the ships sheltering.
What's
there.
What's the name of that called?
What?
In sea terms.
What?
Well, it's a contained mass of water encapsulated around a crescent-shaped island.
Do you know this, or you want an answer?
I actually would like to know.
I don't. Oh, okay, right. I mean, a cove or a bay?
It's like a cove. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically a protected bit of landmass that protects it from the wider open sea. So you're actually going to love something else I made for you, then, Christopher. This is. Oh, a no. Cheat sheet of all the different kind of ships you might see
just
out
like
there.
The one on your screen there.
It is, just like the one on my screen here. So the kind of ship you're looking for is a caravel, okay? A caravel is what the fat duck is.
Got three sails on it in
Looks cheap.
Well, guys, it looks a bit like the giant image I gave you.
It looks a lot like that. But the sails aren't up in that one, so can't be that one.
So it can't be. I guess you gotta keep looking. Anyway, to move this on, you're on Dockers Bay, okay? You've got there, you went out on a ship, you got passage there, and you've been laying low, looking for leads, trying to work out who exactly this might be, and that's where I'm going to set you up right now.
Can I retroactively summarize the conversation we had in that tavern when we first met? I regale stories of military time and how much I stab people. I want to make that really clear.
Yeah.
A lot of stabbing.
A lot.
We get drinks in. That's why I'm down to very little money. But I buy some rounds because, you know what? I haven't been around my comrades for a while because they all died.
Right.
So I stabbed them all.
Right.
I got really angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a point where we noticed that sign, that illusionary sign, just not stapled, but obviously magically infused to a post in the middle of the tavern.
Yeah.
And it's like that. There it is.
There it is.
It's like, well, if you want an actual adventure, boys, you want to get out of your stuffy, noble aristocratic goldfish bowl or whatever
it's
called.
It's big.
And you want to get out of the band and actually do some stuff.
Well, yeah, but I still
you want to quit that band and get out.
You know, just stop music altogether.
I don't want to stop music altogether.
You want music really to sing about. All the best songs are sung from the heart.
I need inspiration.
You want real
that's
experience.
That's what I need for my next album.
Mm. Well, why don't we take that job then? And that's why I point at that and then.
Right, so I've got here, could Pee-Pee stopping music permanently forever?
Yeah, he's quit the band.
Right.
Not forever.
He's out.
He's taking the time out. Yeah.
He's doing a solo run.
It's not a very good solo. I'm rolling for your inspiration? No, you don't have any inspiration right now. No music inspiration. So you set out and set on this great little sort of ship. It carries a lot of people. It's more of a people transport.
It's more like a ship of the line, would you say?
Well, that's a huge ship. But why not? You go out.
Man of War.
That's a big ship.
You hitch a ride on a ship of the line, which is going out across a great sea. Okay,
over
one of the
big.
Great continents to the northeast. As it comes close to Dockers Bay, it anchors about half a mile away because it's too shallow. Because it's a giant ship, it has to dock a long way out. You get on little rowboats and they row you into Dockers Bay. Okay, you climb up over the mountains, you come in from the back, over through the hills, and you've spent some time in a tiny little tavern. Dockers Bay has sprung up quickly. It's in a great position, geographically speaking. It's great for ships, and like I say, it's sort of the last point before people head out into the Notlantic, to the northeast.
Notlantic.
Now, in this bay, there are lots of sort of tents on the beach. There are more permanent structures further up into the hillside. So it's sort of like it's like the caldera of a volcano. Okay, imagine that it's now a flooded volcano almost. So there's some big steep shelving mountains all around it, and your tavern is sort of built into one of the sides of the hills. So the town sort of flows down the side of the hill, and as you approach the beach, you've got the dockyard, a couple of big dock buildings where they process a lot of the goods, and then quite a few sort of tents and semi-permanent structures erected all around there from people running makeshift operations. Now you step out of this tiny tavern. It's a pleasantly cool night with bright stars and a full moon.
Tell you what, tonight, quite pleasantly cool.
Please don't stab me.
Oh, it's a full moon.
I'm not going to stab you.
I don't know when you're in the mood to stab.
I made that quite clear.
I don't know when he's in the mood.
Right here. Oh, I can stab you right now.
You've always got a knife on you.
I actually don't have a knife, otherwise I would have.
The fresh sea air blows in from the east through the mouth of the village harbour walls. It tickles the tips of your daggers. High silvery clouds. High silvery clouds drift across the open sky above a dark, inky harbour. It's about midnight. The warm ambient glow and noise from the tavern slips back behind the curtain behind you. A low thumping on the table and a dirge of an accordion can be heard seeping out the last tunes as it closes out the evening set at the bar. Built onto a steep hill on the inside of the curve of the horseshoe-shaped island, the tavern is part of a small town that has grown up quickly to fill the shores and hills of Docker's Bay. The island is less than a mile long, and it takes you only a few minutes down straight, steep gravel paths to get down to the harbour, which you do. this is the expediency. As you approach the harbour, you can see head-height torches, tiki torches.
That's a health and safety hazard.
It is. Head-high torches lighting the
walkways. How do you think I got this?
From tiki torches.
It's a head-high tiki torch. You're about 5 foot, though.
I recoil visually. Like, you can see that I'm shaking next to these tiki torches.
He doesn't like
Stand
fire.
In the middle. Stay in the middle.
He I'm just going like to hover behind your shell, if you don't mind.
How deep are they into the ground?
What?
Are they just really dug
They're mounted on a walkway, so they're
a wooden... You can't
just grab them. They're like stuck. Like. You could grab one.
I just want to know.
Do you want to snap one off? Like, basically, imagine long piers and walkways made of logs and wood. You can still see ripples in the water from the incoming tide coming in through the mouth of the bay, kind of tickling at the edges of the ropes of some of the ships there. There aren't many ships docked at the moment. There's a few small fishing ships. There's a couple of other sort of small to mid-sized trading ships. There is one large ship that you think you might recognize. And that is sort of 50, 60 meters down the harbour. It's quite quiet at the moment. There aren't many people around. In the distance, there's a few people loading and unloading some of the smaller ships. There's a fisherman coming in with sort of some of their catch from that evening. Octopus and fish and all kinds of strange shells and urchins and things like that are going to be then reshipped from here off to feed people all across the Thousand Teeth Islands.
Lads, let's just sit on this crate right here a sec. Let's just discuss something. But don't look too dodgy. About it.
Why would we be dodgy about it?
Well, we're about to steal a ship. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. So now, let's think about this a second, right? There's a ship that we're going to steal for a guy.
We're going to steal a ship?
Do I keep it down?
Sorry.
Jeez. What's your name, Sticky
Which
Mick?
One?
Sticky
the big
Mick.
One? Sticky Mickey.
Sticky Mickey.
Sticky Mickey, of course. Sorry.
We just met.
Is that because of the hands?
No, it's because of the drumsticks.
Oh, right.
Because I've got these. You see these drums?
Again.
You see these drums around my waist?
Yeah. Oh, I see them. I see them.
They're like turtle shells.
Oh, yeah, I see them.
Isn't that a bit weird?
I just thought you had clammy hands.
Well, no.
Because you are a turtle.
It is, but it's quite
are
nice,
they
really.
Related to you?
They are indeed, yeah. See, as a turtle, my parents only last for a year after they give birth to me. It's the way
I don't
it
know
goes
much
in.
About your...
It's the way it goes in turtles. They give birth, you live for a year to teach your young everything, and then you die.
Oh, right.
So they are the shells of my
but those
family.
Shells are... dramatically smaller than you are.
They're small. Also, have you thought of becoming a
they
father?
They had him young.
Sorry?
They had him very young.
They had him very young.
And also, you haven't given birth yet, so you've got to full size.
So it's kind of like I'd like to, you know, obviously have kids.
But
then means that
you're
going to
end up as a drum.
Short
I'm going to die and end up as a drum around their waist. So, but I will be added to this family collection. It's like a family tree almost.
Oh, right.
But of turtle shells. So there's my granddad.
Yeah.
There's my nana, and there's my mum, dad. Yeah. Great, great granddads around here.
Are you going to have a full circle drum kit at some point?
At some point, my grandchildren will have.
That's nice, isn't it?
Right.
That's nice to know.
Anyway, we've gone on a bit
of
a tangent.
He's saying it very nicely, but it's actually a horrifying thing that he's done.
Well, yeah, he's got the...
he's drumming on the back of his ancestors.
He's got the exoskeleton of the corpse of his family, And he's drumming on him. He's a bit weird. Okay. Anyway, let's hone in
you
on the task.
You see a man approaching you. It's a sort of grumpy, pointy-eared looking man. He, I think, is a half-orc. Now, he approaches you out of the gloom. He looks like he's quite officious. He's got quite a nice sort of jacket and robe on. He looks like he has a couple of little badges of office. He walks up and he's like, "Evening, lads. It's a midnight stroll, is it?"
"No, a midnight sit on a crate, actually."
"You don't seem to be doing much sitting."
I'm sat on a crate.
I'm stood up because I'm quite tall.
"You don't seem to be doing much sitting."
"But I'm not, I'm stood up."
Have you got a problem with...
What are you doing?
"I'm just practicing the drums."
"Sorry, have you got any sort of authority here or anything?"
"Yeah, I'm the Arbor Master."
Yeah, prove it.
Well, I'll show him a seal of...
I honestly don't know the credentials.
You can't recognise the credentials, exactly.
Looks
you,
legit.
You have to decide.
It starts to look legit. He had to.
I'm
the harbour master of these parts. I've been running Dockers Bay for the last 4 or 5 years. I make sure I keep an eye on everything that comes in and out of the bay.
Oh, so you know the ins and outs.
The ins and outs, if you will, yeah.
Every ship coming in and out?
Most of them.
What about today?
Ooh, now you're testing me.
Do you remember the ship we came in
what
on?
What happened?
No, I don't actually. How'd you get here?
It's that one over there.
Where?
I pointed that ship.
That ship? Oh, you came in on that one, did you?
Yeah.
Who was the captain?
Oh, Scotty.
I'm the captain.
The turtle.
Captain Pee-Pee.
No, that doesn't make any sense. I met the captain.
What do you mean you met the captain?
Bill Drap Bob.
Bill Drap Bob?
Bill Drap Bob.
Not the con artist.
The con artist himself, yeah. I don't know where he's got this new ship from. It's lovely, though.
Would you believe that you could have possibly been conned by him?
He is a
well,
con
it's
artist.
Not my job to know when I've been conned and when I've been conned,
have I? Did he show you credentials?
Yeah, he paid me the harbour master's fee.
Oh, he paid him. Guys, he paid him.
Which that's where my fee went.
Yeah, huh? There it is.
It's the harbour master.
Every captain is required to pay the harbour master a fee. It's for the maintenance of the harbour. You think these things build themselves?
Yeah, that bastard.
Well, then he's paying us for us.
Yeah, he stole that's it good, off me. That's where my coin's gone missing.
What? Are you saying he stole your fee or he stole your ship?
He's not a very Both. Good. He's not a good con man.
Oh, how do I know that you own this ship? You got a bill of sale?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna like rummage through Titus's pack.
I have a little bag of sand.
Titus.
Titus is.
And I have parchment. One sheet. Actually, I have quantity of 10.
So.
I flash the parchment. There you go. What more do you need?
Wait, so that was just a piece of parchment?
Just a blank piece of parchment.
Do a persuasion roll. You got to beat him.
I got a 7.
He doesn't believe you. I can't.
Whoa, whoa.
What's your persuasion bonus?
It's gonna zero.
Zero.
Wow.
Okay. He goes. What was that?
That's our credentials, captain's.
No. That was a blank piece of paper with a pocket of sand.
Good quality parchment.
It was good quality parchment.
Good high quality.
Do you trade in parchment? Is that what you're here? What brings you to Dockers Bay?
We're entertainment troupe, so to speak. He does.
Oh, you're entertainers.
Yeah, this guy can play songs. He won't.
I sing.
He stopped his music
give
a while ago.
Keep it quiet. It's midnight. Obviously, people are sleeping around it. There's a guy literally about 15 feet from you. You can see his feet just poking out of just a tent.
Right.
Like a beach tent. You know?
I'll keep it down.
Keep it down, but go on. What have you got then?
All right. Do I have a thing where I sure I saw a thing where I can like convince people with songs or something? Like
yeah, look in your features and traits.
He's a bard, so he has things like this. Yeah,
yep.
So you can be charmed. A wisdom throw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got to do the performance first.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you do?
Yeah, we've only heard him once.
It's an hour-long performance.
By the way, you can choose three creatures that watched it, so you could also choose these two.
Yeah, we can be charmed as well.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to do it, and you're all going to be charmed then, and believe...
Us three.
But I'm trying to persuade him that you're the captain.
Well, yeah.
That's what my song was all about.
All right, so you're doing an improv song on the spot.
Yeah,
about
this is called Captain's Song.
Oh, right.
How he's definitely the captain.
And I also have some bagpipes on me.
It proves it in itself.
So which instruments are you playing for Captain's Song?
It starts off with like a Phil Collins. Doo-dun, 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 doo-dun.
That's so quiet.
Bagpipes.
Yeah.
He's the captain of that ship over there. I have a lute in here somewhere as well.
You got a lute? He's got loads of it. By the way, he does actually have about 8 or 9 instruments.
I literally do.
He's a tall
one, man.
Just strapped to his shell.
This goes on for about an hour. Have you got time for that?
It's a saga.
But they're captivated.
Yeah. On this finishing song, like last few minutes, can I lift him up a little bit?
Oh, you can levitate me.
You can, yeah.
Okay. Well,
or him.
Can you get the tiki torches?
Well, I feel like he might take it as a threat, though.
Get the tiki torches, make it... I want some pyrotechnics for this.
You want some pyrotechnics? I mean, I don't know what I can do.
Give me 3 constitution checks.
Yes.
So
how do I do that?
So D20. Get a D20.
Get your fancy D20.
This one?
The remade, yeah.
Rihanna made this.
Now you roll it, and then, she made the dice.
Yeah.
So are we sure it's the competition grade?
Yeah.
You sure those are all the same flat
it's
size?
It's weighted to 20.
It's very melted on one side.
So roll, and then you add your constitution modifier.
I'll help you once you've rolled. This. So you roll that first.
Roll the dice.
You got a 19. Yeah. Very good.
19 plus your what's your con modifier?
Con is up here. Plus 2.
Big numbers.
Plus 2, so that's 21.
So the first 20 minutes of your performance, they're going great. You're hitting every note. It's incredible. You're energized almost by the music.
It all brings a tear to his one tear duct.
Okay, they've all gathered around. A few other people. The guy 15 feet away out of his tent, he's rotated the way that he's lying in his tent now. So his head's out and he's just like,
I'm almost starting to believe I genuinely am the captain of this ship.
Well, maybe. Right, well, there we go. Right, give me another constitution modifier.
It's confidence.
Another roll.
I have to go again.
You're playing for an hour, Craig. That's exhausting.
So this is every 20 minutes.
Yeah, the energy involved.
Like, this one's got to be good because it's got to be a...
Oh, it's a three.
Plus five.
So that's middle of the act's not gone. You're starting to flag now.
I'm losing them.
You're losing the audience a bit. The guy in the tent's flipped around again. So now it's just his feet and not his head.
I break out the old Freddie Mercury interval bit. Dale! And then, Dale!
Right. Quite a few people from the nearby buildings have come down.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a big crowd now. Everyone's like, oh, is that Sticky Mickey?
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Okay.
Do they know Sticky Mickey?
No.
Or is that all in his head?
That's me saying it.
You guys love me, don't you?
Sticky.
You could use prestidigitation to create noises.
I can create noises, actually. I can.
Sounds,
I can throw my voice or whatever it is.
You can.
What's the
prestidigitation.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a few people around the back whispering about Sticky Mickey.
Oh, amazing.
He's really good. I heard him in the tavern once. He's really, really good. Woo! They're clapping.
Where are these noises coming from?
Oh, my God. I can't believe
it. There's only eight people in the crowd, by the way. It's not dense enough, but this is what you're hearing.
I'm going to tell everyone about him.
It's as though there is.
Yeah, they're all hearing it. Like, where is that coming from? But it's me just throwing my voice.
Right, one more roll then with advantage because of just the amount of effort everyone's going to really sell this performance.
What does the advantage mean?
You mean to get roll it twice and choose the highest value.
Yeah, just for the audience.
Pick the biggest number, yeah.
Just for the audience.
He's so talented.
Nine.
That's okay. A nine. Roll again. Roll.
Oh, 18.
18
plus two. You pass. Well done.
Very
now,
good.
Thank you.
Very good. Big numbers.
You, the crescendo, you want to say what you did? The big crescendo? Big finish?
Big crowd surf.
Yep.
There's only eight of them there, and I'm quite a big total, really, so it didn't really go as well.
Yeah. He doesn't realize, but I'm helping him.
I'm just
if I have to roll for that, I don't
know
what.
What are you trying to do?
What if I levitate him?
You want to use levitate on
him?
They
are quite precious, those spell slots, Ross.
Oh, are they really?
You can use levitate. Yeah,
well, I don't want to waste it.
You only get them back when you complete a long rest, which is 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, it's nearly nighttime already.
Oh.
That's how it works. You still got to sleep for 8 hours.
That's
how it works. Well, when it becomes day,
I'll let him try and surf it then. I thought I could just lift him.
Just use a prestidigitation. I would advise just use prestidigitation.
Okay, prestidigitation.
You know, you've done enough. You've done a great job. You've done all of his pyrotechnics.
What are my limits?
I'm guessing maybe. Have you got a
crowd has won over.
Yep.
Now I'm part of the crowd now.
Right, well, you're just in the crowd.
I can do a shower of sparks as well. I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
Very nice.
I need you guys to do a DC 13 wisdom save, you two.
Oh, I'll see if we're captivated by this.
Big John Brown, who's the name of the harbour master, failed his wisdom check. He is now charmed by you for an hour.
I got three, yeah. Yeah, I'm really into
You're
this.
You're charmed now?
I'm by, super charmed I can be, by this.
Sticky Mickey for an hour.
Ooh, 15.
So, 17. Titus, you passed.
Nice.
So everyone believes that Trotsley,
Sword and Big John Brown, the harbour master.
So I just show him your credentials again?
Yeah, you can. That's much.
There you are, mate.
Roll to persuade. Two rolls.
Is this D20?
Yep.
That's an unnecessary
two.
Is that a natural 20?
It's a 2.
No, it's a 2.
Oh, the
two.
Angle of that camera makes that look like a 20.
Yes, it's a 20.
Right, okay, go on, no, keep going. That's a fail.
Oh, 17. That's way better.
17. Okay, yeah, you succeed.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you guys must be the captains. I don't know why I thought otherwise.
You forgot.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Well, you just did a whole song about it.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no way that song can't be true.
Yeah, so actually it's getting a bit late and we got to set sail, aren't we, boys?
We've
got a couple of gigs in the morning.
Mickey, it's great to meet you, mate. And he walks over and like,
do you want me to sign this for you?
Yeah, yeah, if you could just sign my forehead.
I can't write.
It's a gold assigning.
I can't write.
Can anybody else write? Can you write?
I actually can, I've got ink.
It's one gold for a signing.
One gold?
You're charging him, fair play.
Oh, yeah. You're being my manager now.
I haven't got a gold.
Do you want to be my manager?
Any copper, silver, sir?
I got one of these. These are special coins.
Oh, coins.
Very nice. Thank you very much for this coin.
Hold on to that coin.
What is that? A copper?
Oh, they can be handed in at commissaries. They're outposts all around the Thousand Teeth.
Yeah.
They've got special things you can buy, but you've got to use these special coins.
Oh, it's a special coin.
That's
right.
A special one. I'll get a few of them as Arbor Master.
Sword bites down on it to check it's not chocolate, which he's often being conned by.
It's not chocolate.
Is that chocolate? Is that a chocolate coin?
I wish it was.
That's unfortunately metal.
I mean, wishes it was.
How's your tooth?
I think it might be splintered, but we'll find out.
Why, they wouldn't?
Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to sell my head or not?
Yeah, I will actually.
Go on in.
I draw a pretend penis. You don't know.
Amazing. he says.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank
good,
you.
Isn't it?
Thank you.
That looks so good.
Thank you.
He does my autographs. He does my...
Honestly, usually we charge double, but you've been such a nice guy.
Oh, thank you so
another
much.
Another one. I'll give you another one for free.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but on the back of your neck.
You all right?
Yeah, it's going to be a cock and balls jizzing.
Okay. Yeah.
I love tattoos.
Yeah. We should get them fully tattooed.
You can get it
They're
done,
not
yeah.
tattooed.
Fully. I'll go right there now. Actually, I'll go to the nearest ink man up the road.
Yes, please.
I'll just go in and say, mate, he's permanent. Yeah.
Just a quickie.
So excited.
Billy, the guy that claimed he owned this ship before.
Bill Jack Bill. Bob. Bill Jack Bill's his brother.
I wouldn't trust this guy.
He's been drinking. He's been in the tavern.
Bill Jack Bob. He's not around here. I'd be wary of him right now.
Well, actually, funny you say that. I was up at one of the other taverns. You know, the Shit Dog Inn.
Oh, no, I've never been.
You didn't go to that one?
I've been to that one.
I didn't go to that one.
Was it up there, bigger one? A lot of the more rougher types like to go up there. He was in there earlier. I did overhear that he was planning on making sail with the High Tide, which
that
I make
bastard.
Is about 3 hours from now. I'm not wearing a watch.
Oh, right, so you're worried.
I make angles it at the moon. 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's a moon dial.
Well, we best get
it's
off
a
then.
Moon
we
dial.
Best get off. Thanks very much. I hope you enjoyed the performance. We've got a place to be.
On tour, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's busy.
Cheers, him. Yeah. All right.
Nice, we'll be on our way.
Yeah.
Cheers,
we might
guys.
See you again, maybe.
Cheers.
I didn't even get his name.
I reckon.
You didn't get his name? Neither did I.
Oh, sorry, mate. I just realised you didn't pay for that performance.
Oh, that's what that coin was, wasn't it?
Ooh. That was for the autograph.
That was the autograph.
Persuasion check. With advantage.
We're getting some free coin out of this.
What am I rolling?
D20 again, Craig. D20. It hasn't changed.
I knew. I've got so many dice here.
What do they all do?
So basically, you have charmed this man. You can persuade him to do things with ease, but you need to try. What's
nine.
It again?
Nine plus your persuasion.
Plus my persuasion.
Is in this list alphabetically.
Which is plus seven.
Wow.
You got plus seven 60. Persuasion.
I really
you succeed already. You don't need to do the second roll. Okay. What do you want from him?
The fee for the performance we just gave him.
How much is it?
How much can we get away with?
Well, we're saying that 5 coppers equals a pint in this world.
All right, pints.
Right, so if you want a
well,
couple
we each
of
want a pint
silver,
a 15 coppers.
15 coppers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bargain. Tell you what, here's a silver. Wait, no, that's only 10 copper. Here you go, here's 2 silver. And he
Beautiful.
Flicks the 2 silver to you. You can add it to your inventory. Right, I've got to be off. My pocket seems to be emptying at an alarming rate. I've got some more fees to collect. Anyway, yeah, like I say, I reckon Bill's Red Bob might be down here when high tide's fully in. And like, as I said earlier, you see the tide is coming in.
Yeah.
So time's ticking. And Big John Brown, the harbour master, he heads off back down the quay, further along the coast, up the hill, and it fades off into the distance.
We've done one sail, right?
Yeah.
Gone on to this Crescent Island, and look at your muse, it's already 10 times better.
And we're already making money from it.
We're already
as well.
Making
already?
Bank.
Yeah.
This is what it's like on the road.
I reckon we put together a whole crew of roadies.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but we're on the sea, well, there's no point.
Seas, then.
Seas.
Nice.
Seas. And also.
Maybe we do that after, like, maybe a bit in the future. I've got to get my songs together first.
While we're chatting, I'm like, I look like I've got a lot of confidence walking onto this ship. And I
so you're
scroll
walking onto the ship. You're still on the quay at the moment, so you're stepping off onto the pier.
You know, walking towards it.
I'm walking towards the ship.
Yep.
It looks like I'm about to, you know, put the planks out to get onto the ship itself.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it on the ship?
As you approach what you think is the fat duck, you see on the front of the ship, indeed it does say in a large, colourful, engraved lettering, the fat duck. This is the ship you're looking for. The ship has a distinctive and a very sort of admirable shape. A gently sloping bow with a single stern castle at the back. It's seen a lot of scrapes, but it's been kept in excellent condition. So you can see damages from the adventures and things like it getting too close to rocks and things like that. But you can see how things have been reconstructed, repainted, re-oiled. It's a competent, capable ship. It's got a very deep hull, so it's been used for storing and transporting a lot of things. At the back on that castle is the captain's wheel. Beneath that is the captain's cabin. Then in front of that you've got several sails, as you can see here, in front of that. And it seems completely quiet at the moment. There's no lanterns on or anything like that. The whole ship is quietly just sat there, bobbing, tied up, some ropes onto the quay and things like that. Just waiting there. So yeah, if you want, you can try and approach it and get on the ship.
Yeah, I'm just kind of calmly talking to the guys about, you know, adventure and how we can really make this a real thing. Whilst I'm doing that, though, I turn corners into, like, the captain's quarters and I go in, like, stabbing. Like, violently stabbing.
Just doing so this. The captain's cabin is locked.
Okay.
So there's a, if you imagine, you're on the deck of the ship, and then at the rear of the ship,
right,
there are two staircases that lead up onto that top of that high cart, that castle, where the steering wheel is. Beneath that, built into the bottom of that, is the captain's cabin. It has a couple of very small windows and then a stout wooden door on the front center of the cabin that's currently locked shut. But
it's above the door. I go up to it and I basically, like, violently jingle the knob.
The handle. It's locked.
Now what?
Well, I'm all out of ideas.
I've got a couple little tricks up my sleeve. As an artificer, I can create stuff.
Yeah.
And I can create proficient tools, so thieves' tools. This requires 1 hour of uninterrupted work.
It's
like, okay.
A long night.
We only have three.
Boys, if you give me some time, I'll create the perfect lockpick.
How much
this
time
door.
Are we talking?
1 hour.
My performance
most.
Took up quite a lot of the night, you see.
I'm tired.
I am smashed, mate.
But
after
I mean,
that
we
gig.
Can just sleep on the deck while he.
Doc Master said 3 hours until he comes.
Yeah. 3 hours until high tide, until which will be the tide. Best time to sail the boat out of the harbour.
So if anything, we've got time leave. To kill, you
we
may as well.
We can't leave until 3 hours.
Yeah, at which point, Bill Strap Bob is going to be on his way as well, so we've got to kind of make it.
Bill Drap Bob.
Bill Drap.
Bill Rat.
Bill Rat Bob. I'll get stuck in on this.
Yeah, all okay. Right. His sword's not going to know about this, but I'm going to create a powerful, disgusting smell that's going to linger underneath his nose the entire time he works.
Whose?
Sword's okay. Nose. So yeah, I can create, using prestidigitation, an odour, which I want to linger just under his nose, nostrils. It's going to smell like,
what
kind of like imagine the eggiest kind of like stink bomb. But I just wanted him to kind of be like, can you guys? I just wanted to notice that's a smell, and he's gonna know something really hot. We won't smell it, don't worry, we'll be fine.
I know what you
give me a perception.
I just wanted to be working for an hour with that stench. Just because I think it's funny.
That is a 15.
Okay, you know that Titus is doing something here to create this horrible smell.
So I've got my little box of like gadgets and tools and trinkets. I got a piece of metal that I've put out delicately in this little vise. Mm-hmm. I start whittling away and I take a cast of like the inside of the lock and stuff.
Wow.
And this I put it down.
Jesus.
And I'm making a cast.
Yeah.
And this whiff, this odour, comes in. I throw up onto the box of stuff.
Am I in on it? Do I know what you've done?
I told you, I'm whispering to you.
Retching.
Look at it. It's going to make it smell horrible.
He can smell it. He's smelling it now.
I'm looking directly at Titus.
Seeing him throw up makes one throw up. So I throw up.
So you throw up on the deck.
And then I throw up on the deck.
The smell.
Okay. Why would you do that?
It's because you threw up!
Give me a constitution roll. Roll your d20, tell them the score, add your constitution modifier to it.
It's 19.
Okay, you're fine. You throw up, but you still feel okay. It's almost like a purgative vomit.
What the fuck
is wrong
with you?
I'm still laughing.
Right.
I'm trying to concentrate. Why would you create such a fucking smell?
All right,
disgusting.
I thought it'd be funny.
Roll me,
funny
roll
at
me
all.
A d20.
It was really funny. Look at him.
Who's it for? Sticky Mickey?
He doesn't know. He didn't know.
I can't tell if he's laughing.
He just can't even smell it.
I don't have much expression.
Are you laughing at this point?
I'm laughing with or at you.
So indifferent.
Well, despite the smell, Sword, you're making good progress on the tools.
Boys, just go to the fucking front of the ship. Right. No more smells.
All right.
Otherwise, we're not getting in this, and then, what is his name? Right, Bill Rat Bob is going to come back for his ship.
Right, we'll leave him alone. We go to the front of the ship.
Hell, that really fucking reeks.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So as Sticky, Mickey and Titus go to walk towards the front of the ship, like I say, the ship is in good order. The ropes, hull and sails look in excellent condition. There's no crew to be seen, even though a ship this size would require a decent crew of probably sort of 10 to 20 people to operate. You know the captain and his first mate have been drinking heavily in one of the taverns you came from, the shit dog
the
inn.
The rough one. Yeah.
Yeah. You can look around. There's a large grate in the front middle of the deck, which is like the loading grate that opens up and things can be stored in and out of the hull. That's currently locked. Sort of in front of that metal grate, there is a door that again is currently locked. It's like a flat, square, wooden door that has a ring that falls up and you can pull it up. And then beneath that is a like a fold-out wooden ladder.
So it's more of a hatch.
You can go down it. Yeah, it's more of a hatch.
Okay. While I'm like filing down the finishes of this lockpick, I call out to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
BT Dubs.
Hey.
Likely that these guys are going to come back at high tide, the time we want to go out, right? And it's going to be a bit of a standoff. Have you guys killed before?
No, only on stage. You know, I killed it. But no.
I've watched people be killed.
You've watched them be killed?
Yeah, my father killed a lot of people.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You've never like, they're normally servants.
Servants?
Yeah, if they served him something wrong or stinky or horrible, he was quite brutal. And he had some spells up his sleeve.
That's a lot of backstory I don't want to unpackage right now. That's fine. Because I feel like it'd be an emotional mess. Which is not what I need.
Bizarrely, I'm bothered by it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're bothered. I've not done it myself, so I'm looking forward to something different.
Well, you did some pyrotechnics, right?
Yeah, it looks
like you got some spell capabilities.
I can use a fireball.
Just be prepared to burn someone's face off.
No, easily, yeah. In fact, I probably could have done it to that lock, but I think, again, there's something
about
the fire.
We've got to bring this ship back in some sort of working order. We're not going to get paid, are we?
Exactly.
This is someone else's ship that's been stolen. Either way, look for a vantage point on this ship where you can get some cover, but you can also do some damage to anyone that's trying to get on our ship as we set sail.
So there's two ladders, there's two big masts, one of which has a crow's nest, the other doesn't, but you can still climb it to get a look if you want. Two big masts with ladders.
I'll go look up the crow's nest if you want. I've got these turtle shells I can just drop on people.
You can?
Sorry, can I be completely honest with you? I don't think I'm going to fit up there.
I know that's very... What are you saying?
I'm just saying, look at you.
I've eaten quite well recently, but... What are you trying to say?
It's your family's. It's your family shell. It's your back shell.
It's all the instruments.
You're huge.
I'll give it a go.
I don't think you should. Okay.
You don't think I should?
I'm just saying.
It's a very spindly
mast. Look how small
that
mast is up there.
It's a big mast, and I mean, sorry, mate. He's right. He's got a point. You're massive.
I'm not trying. It's not a dig.
Maybe find a different vantage point.
All right, fine.
He looks really downtrodden.
He doesn't know his own size.
Doesn't look good about that one.
Are you going to try and climb the mast?
I'm going to start climbing up there. You're going
to
start.
He's beating me to it. He's beating me to it.
Sorry, mate.
I'll find somewhere else.
Are you going up the middle one?
You're going to go.
I'm going to go the middle one for the crow's nest.
The main one for the crow's nest.
Okay, the crow's nest. So I can
give me an acrobatics check. Roll a d20. Add your acrobatics score.
14.
Yep, that's 14. And add your acrobatics score.
Acrobatics.
Two.
Plus two.
16.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You get up there fine. You climb up. Quite spry. It's almost like you've perhaps sailed before.
Wow.
You get up onto the top of the mast. It's very high.
Maybe not as quick, but...
It's about 60 feet high, at least. Oh. It's quite some height. As you're at the top of this mast, you can feel the gentle sway of the ship as it lightly bobs in the soft swell of the harbour. It's almost flat here. So, you know, like it's very sort of sedate, slight swings. Kind of... Almost soothing in a bit. You don't need to cling on to the mast unless you want to. There is a balustrade of the crow's nest that you can look around. There we go. You can see quite some distance. You can see all the way back down the walkway that you came to get out to the ship, onto the beach. You can see several taverns and things like that.
You can see everything
at this point,
up here.
About 45 minutes has passed since Sword started working on the tools.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you can see...
Filing.
You can see people moving around on the beach, coming out of taverns and things like that. It's about almost approaching about 1 a.m. now, so people are thinking about turning in. The high tide's going to be here in a couple of hours, so the crews and that are going to be heading out with the high tide and the sun up are getting ready too. You notice more and more people are starting to move down the harbour and the walkways and the piers, loading up their small boats and things like that. At the moment, you don't see anyone who looks like they're coming towards the Fat Duck, but it's certainly more activity.
Titus, mate, is there a little bell? Is there a bell up there or something?
Ding, 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 ding. Am I ringing the bell or are you ringing the bell?
Is there a bell?
You want to ring it? You're ringing the bell.
This bell works!
Right. I was suggesting you ring it if you were to see anyone imminently trying to board the ship.
Ding, 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 ding. I think the bell's working. Are you hearing the bell?
Is someone coming?
No, what?
No, you ring the bell if someone's coming onto the ship. Okay, someone's on the fucking
ship. It's working! It's working!
Initially, people discount the ship's bell as being a crew calling people to work on the ship, you know, get going. However, after a while, people realize that the bell's going on a bit too much and a bit too sporadically, and people start looking your way and they see you on the Fat Duck. They don't really bat much of an eyelid. People like to keep themselves to themselves.
It sounds great! I haven't heard this sound before!
Quit! Stop ringing the fucking bell!
This is a weird sound.
But what you do notice is on the beach now, three people have made their way from a tavern in the back of the town, and they've come up to the beach, and they're sort of looking and jespering and pointing now at the Fat Duck.
I'm laughing.
And they're looking at each other quite angrily, and then they start moving with real intention, heading towards
seen this.
What looks like, give me a perception check.
That's
a 10.
A
10.
No, he doesn't see it.
Can you still hear it?
These people are heading, you're not aware.
I've done it, the lockpick.
The lockpick's done.
I'm gonna start.
When should I stop?
Okay.
You shouldn't have started.
Give me a sleight of hand check for picking that lock.
Oh no, that's a one.
Natural one?
Just a one.
The tool's breaking the lock.
Fuck!
Okay.
An hour!
So the tool breaks in the lock.
No.
I used the clay mold rather than the actual thing. I did the... And now the clay's inside the lock.
Right, okay, so there's now... The lock's been jammed up with clay.
For fuck's sake!
Russ, give me another perception check.
If it goes... Sorry, it's really like a
that
shield.
That is a 10.
Another 10.
Plus 2, right?
Loving those 10s.
Okay, you think you might see something coming towards the ship.
Hey, guys! I think...
Still ringing the bell.
I think there's people coming!
Oh, shit!
Should I stop ringing the bell?
Sticky Mickey, let's get ready to rumble some.
I've gone off and hid somewhere.
Sticky Mickey, where are you?
Sounds annoying
now.
Where
have you hid?
So I've hid. Can you see on the front of the if we use this ship as an example there, the very, I don't know what you call it, like, you see where the front is, yeah, where your finger is, if you come all the way down, I'm kind of like gripping on...
On the front?
To the front of the ship.
Like the ship's head.
So I look like one of the ship's heads.
Okay, what's that called?
It's like a gargoyle for a ship.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
That's what I'm doing.
How am I getting on with this?
Can you
The maiden's head.
Yeah, it might be called that. I'll find out quickly. What figurehead.
Figurehead.
Right. So I'm like a figurehead on the front of the ship because I noticed it didn't have one.
Sticky Mickey!
Yeah.
Where are you? Where's that turtle?
Roll me a d20. You're going to be doing a stealth check.
I don't see him!
Uh-oh.
That's a 4.
He's pretty obvious.
Okay.
Add 3.
Okay, right. As you're doing it, your grip fails, you fall off the front of the ship plunge into the water. You hear a big splash.
I can't swim. I'm a turtle that can't swim.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Okay, you hear flailing and a lot of what sounds like a lot of instruments hitting the water.
Oh my gosh.
I can float on my back, but I can't swim. So I'm not gonna drown. Okay. I can't move to where I heard
the sound.
Yeah.
And I've got my backpack, I've got some 50 foot of hempen rope.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sticky Mickey, please, hold on to this.
So he throws the rope, and grab the rope.
I'm trying to grab it, do I need to roll for it?
I can roll for you if you'd like. You succeed, you grab the rope.
Oh, I got it.
All right, and now I'm gonna try and tie it to something sturdy on this ship.
So the front mast would be a good way to do that?
Yeah, I'll tie it to that.
Tie it around the front mast, no problem.
Right, pull yourself up.
Pull myself up.
I need two strength checks. Try. Roll a d20, add your strength.
5.
What's your strength?
+1.
Okay, no, roll again. You fail the first one. You pull, sag back into the water.
Come on, now's not the time.
8. +1 is 9.
You still fail. He's floundering around in the water.
See us!
Yes!
We need your powers or something. Sticky Mickey's overboard!
Okay, I think I've got something. I think I can use something. I'm going to levitate him.
Okay, what's the range of levitate?
Oh, that's a good point.
And you might have to see him as well. One sec, I'll find you that now. Okay, 60 feet is the range.
Okay, nice.
One creature or loose object of your choice that you can see within range rises vertically up to 20 feet and remains suspended there for the duration. Yet you can do that on you can do that on him, on Kapipi.
Okay.
He's over there!
Why is he having a swim? See?
You can levitate him up to 20 feet. What do you do?
Levitatio!
Whoa,
I'm lifting him up.
Whoa.
So as Titus casts levitatio from the crow's nest, you and everything around you suddenly begins to drift just out of the water, lifting gently. All of like your baggage stuff sags against your body as they're no longer floating and the weight is once again taken up by your shell. And you just drift awkwardly 20 feet above the water surface.
Oh my god,
just
this
off
is
the
amazing.
Front bow, you can pull him in like a hot air balloon.
Hold on to that rope!
We're
pulling him in.
We're gonna have to end the shows like this in future.
So you pull him in, and
I pull him in to make sure he's got some wood under his feet.
Oh.
How does it feel, Sticky?
All right, stop the levitate.
It's so
stop
weird.
It.
0G.
It's okay, well, good.
Can last for up to 10 minutes. So
as long as
he's going to stay. I think he should stay afloat.
I think you keep me in the air.
You have to concentrate.
You have to concentrate. However, you can do other things that don't require concentration. This is a subtle thing about spell casting in D&D, Ross.
You can't do like
There are two kinds of spells. Right. There are normal spells and there are concentration spells.
Okay.
Concentration spells require your concentration, and you can only do one concentration spell at a time. You can actually choose to move up and down whilst levitating, by the way. He can do it too. So basically, you can change the target's altitude by 20 feet in either direction on your own turn.
Okay.
Or if you are the target, you can move up or down as part of your move. And because you're connected by a rope, he can also pull you around.
I can move you laterally.
In terms of this, because there's no turns as such right
now. Yeah, at the moment it lasts 10 minutes.
We're not in battle, he's just up, so.
Yeah, it's just more, yeah.
Can I just start like lifting up and down for fun?
Yeah, you can if you like, he raise you.
Seriously, I haven't done this in a while!
I'm just off the edge
I'm trying to counteract all of their messing around.
You're just off the edge of the ship and it's like, it's hiding part of my body. I'm just going like down the stairs.
Yeah. Like, this is good stuff.
The elevator, bing.
Oi! You hear an oi.
I immediately get out my gun.
Your gun, okay.
Wow.
And cock it and point it at the noise.
Jesus, okay. He's got a shooter.
So you look over your
still playing.
Right-hand shoulder, whilst you've all been hilariously watching the giant turtle bob up and down, off to your right, which is where the fat duck is docked against the dock there. There you see three people, the leader of which is this man, Bilge Rat Bob. You recognize him because, unlike that photo, he has the shape of a rat carved into his forehead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Right,
so
wow.
It's like a really badly drawn rat cut into his forehead.
I see.
He's flanked by two very mean-looking individuals. Classic henchman scenario.
Oi,
what are you doing on my boat? And that's Bilge Rob, Bilge, my God, it is hard to say. Bilge Rat Bob. He's asked, what are you doing on my boat?
I shoot him.
You shoot him.
He's shot.
You take a shot at him.
Yeah.
Okay, right. In which case, we'll roll initiative.
It's gonna be a rough one, boys!
You're going first.
Yeah.
And, but then we'll roll initiative.
Okay. So I get a little surprise round.
You do, yeah. Because I like that kind of thing. I think that it should be rewarded. So guys, you need to roll d20s as well. And then you
d20s.
Add your initiative, which is on your sheet.
Okay, you got a 12. And then if you go back to your abilities, actually it's right at the top.
I got 12
plus
too.
Plus two.
Who's got better decks? 14. You're going to go first.
Trot, you aim roll. Your pistol. Yeah, I want you to do an attack roll as if it's a heavy crossbow. So we're going to do
it. Just a simple plus one on this. Yeah.
And then
that's a 19 total.
Yep, you hit.
That's a 5 plus a 9. So that's a
14.
14.
Nice.
14 damage. Boom. Where do I hit him?
So you pull it, you hit.
Oi! What are you doing on my ship?
You turn,
there's
pull your pistol.
There's a ton of recoil and smoke coming out of this thing.
So there's a lot of recoil, you say?
Yeah.
Right, so you... The hammer comes down, ignites a huge powder charge. You put way too much powder in this gun.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it comes out, it's just light and smoke. All right, so a lot of this energy. So bang, this big old chunky flintlock pistol goes off. The recoil, you know, pulls your shoulder back, your hand back, everything, bang.
Oh, yeah!
This round comes out and it's a big old round as well, you know, it's like a big round, crudely formed round as well. It's not accurate, but from this range, it doesn't matter.
The bullet was barely put together.
Yeah, this thing is like a Jaffa cake if you melted it down and turned it into a bullet made of metal.
Very nice.
It takes Bilge Rat Bob in the shoulder, and honestly just blows his shoulder right back. You know, that is a... Christ, bloody hell, game! You know?
I love fighting, so yeah. I'm like cheering and hollering.
So you land a really nice hit on this guy, and there's a hole in his shoulder now. He immediately reaches into his pocket and just stuffs some rags on it. He's used to being injured as well. He's gnarled, he's messed up. You can see that he's done a lot of sort of homemade triage on himself.
Okay.
So he gets like a filthy rag, pats up his mouth, he's a bit sweaty as well, and he stuffs it into the hole, right, that you've made with this giant fucking thing. There's a huge exit wound out the back that he hasn't even paid attention to yet, you know? Like, you can see as he sort of orders his men around, already there's a big sort of red stain on the back of his shirt, right? He's really hurt.
For my movement in my surprise round, can I just combat roll behind some crates?
Yeah, you combat roll behind some crates.
Some cover.
Would you like to...
And I start ramrodding my next round.
Okay, you start loading again. Away. Okay, good. Next person to take a turn is Bilge Rat Bob. He is going to race over the gangplank, and he's going to draw. He's got a large saber sort of thing,
okay.
Large sword.
I'm still floating.
He tries to swing at the floating turtle, all right? Turtle, my apologies.
Whoa.
He goes
Miss
for a swing.
Me.
I need to roll
see,
to...
We'll see if he does. We're going to need the shield 17.
15.
Does that be a 17? It does not.
No, it doesn't.
He misses.
Yeah.
Takes another swing.
It's time to enter a world of stories and adventure in High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast set in a vibrant world of Althea, the Dragon Empire. I'm Chris Trott, one of the five friends being led through a journey of magic, Mystery and Mayhem by Dungeon Master Mark Hughes. Prepare yourself for epic encounters and unbelievable stories where heroes uncover sinister plots, explore a diverse world, and crack a few bad jokes along the way. If you love the feeling of a fun home game, but with the quality of a studio show, then why not give High Rollers a try? Episodes go live in two parts twice a week in 1 hour chunks, so it's easy to keep up. So what are you waiting for? Join our campaign, become a High Roller, and we'll see you in Althea, the Dragon Empire.
He misses again. You bloody floating tall, come down here.
Okay. What are your hands? Have you got hands?
I got hands.
Okay,
yeah.
You're not just like padded.
No.
Okay. One of his compatriots here jumps up with him. It's all right, boss. I'll get him. Says the man with the pointy face.
It's all very tropey.
Yeah. Let's get him. I'll get him. And he ignores the turtle. He sees the wizard up the thing. He puts his knife in his mouth and starts scaling up the ladder. And he's coming up for you, Ross. And what you can do here, I'm going to let you try and kick down at him for free if you like.
Can I
roll to hit, roll a d20.
You'll be able to do that on your turn, don't worry.
Oh, it's not my turn, okay. What did I get?
You got 18.
18?
Plus you actually succeed. So you stop him from climbing up fully into the tower, and he's currently just clinging onto the ladder, trying to find a way with his knife to try and get at you, okay? That's his turn.
Okay.
Finally, this other guy. He doesn't sound like a stereotypical one. Oh, boss! That's the big dude with the long hair and the necklace. Oh, boss! I'm going to try and find the one that shot at you! And the...
I hate that
bloke's voice. If he wasn't so buff and strong, we wouldn't let him in our gang, to be honest with you. I'm going to get him! And he closes with you, and he's looking around, dodging, trying to look behind the barrels and things like that.
Fuck off!
Can he see it? And he's going to do a little... He cannot see you. I can't find him. Which crates did he go behind? All right, and so that's that guy's turn for now. Titus, it's your actual go now. You get to do something other than stamp the guy's hands.
I'd like to fire a chromatic orb of acid in his face.
Wow, okay.
I just want to splash acid in his face.
Which one? The guy coming up?
The guy coming closest to me, yeah, coming up at me.
Okay.
I feel like...
Chromatic orb.
I haven't done this in a while, guys.
So you got 15 plus 5.
20.
Very good.
Now you do 48.
3d8.
Oh, sorry.
Which one?
So you can actually just tap that if you want it to just be done for you.
13. Sorry, it's...
13 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty good acid on him.
Yeah, he goes,
oh, boss! Oh, God, mama!
I got him!
My beautiful face and my lovely singing voice!
Yeah!
God,
you really fucked him up!
You've acid attacked this man in the face from 3 feet away. Okay, you
I got it with acid!
You see, like, a hobgoblin hand fist pumping from behind a crate.
Yeah, fuck him up!
Oh! Alright, he's gonna actually hold on. He fails to hold on as well.
Nice.
He falls and hits the floor and dies.
I think he's dead!
So he's because
it's going down his throat!
So he notices the acid because he's sort of looking up at you.
God,
he feels it
horrific.
Running down his throat. And he's like, and he loses his grip, just like I almost did then, and he falls from the top of a mast, 60 feet down, straight flat onto his back, and it's just instant silence.
That's one! That's
Jesus.
One!
I'm gonna be messed up after this.
I'll be really happy.
I'll just do a really solid clap.
Fuck yes!
That's great! I didn't think I had it in me!
You're messed up, mate!
Do you want to stay up in the tower? Do you want to try and move down? You happy up here?
I'm quite good up there.
It's a pretty good spot for a wizard. Okay, yeah, Kapipi, it's your go next.
I don't know if I can do this, guys, but I'll try and help. And I whip out these, because I've been using these drumsticks.
Right.
I spin them around, and where I've been holding are actually sharpened. I never knew when I'd need these.
Nice.
I've never used them yet.
Are you still floating as well?
I'm still floating as well. Maybe I can communicate to...
you can move yourself. So
you can move yourself.
Using your movement, you can... any direction.
Oh, 20, any direction.
Any direction using your movement.
In that case, I want to kind of do like one of those stealth drops from above with a sharpened drumstick.
Okay,
that's cool. Yeah.
Do you want to use two?
Both, yeah.
Okay. So you come and
down like this on top of someone's...
So you drift over and you need to do a stealth check. You're going to try and drift over the top of them. Give me a stealth check first. Roll a d20, add your stealth.
You've got to be visible already, surely.
But in the melee, you can get distracted.
This is really fantastic, though. This giant turtle gliding across with sticks in his hands.
What's your stealth?
Add your stealth to it.
All right.
Three, eight, that's 11.
All right, so you drift over. Which one are you going for? You going for the boss, or you going for his mate?
I'm going for this guy.
The other one's dead. Flip the other guy over, the long haired one.
Oh, I didn't last very long. Maybe acid it was attack. My voice.
Quick acid attack.
Down the throat.
Down the throat.
Gross.
Okay, yeah. So you're attacking the other guy, the shark sort of faced man. Oh no! Rolled a hit.
Oh no! Roll. He's coming for me!
You gotta roll d20 plus your to hit bonus, whatever that is.
3. 7 plus 3, that's 10.
You miss. So he's like, he dodges to the side, kind of pushes your arms over as both the sharpened drumsticks sort of just go whoosh, like that. He's like,
oh! You tried to stab me in the neck!
I did, and I'll do it again.
Right, that's good. Right, next person is Sword.
I'm feeling this now, I'm feeling adrenaline.
No, I didn't.
Your go, Sword.
I got a tiny ramrod that I'm like pushing down the next, like really gnarled bullet. And I'm gonna put my arm on the crate, there's some stabilization, and shoot the boss again.
Okay, roll to hit.
That's an 8 plus.
Your gun jams.
Oh,
oh God.
Below a 10, right?
Yep.
The 9 total, yeah. So
yeah, you miss, and unfortunately, so you put it down. Oh, something's happened. Piss. You're not sure what. You need to spend an action checking the flint.
I'm going to dive.
I'll yell
what
down.
What you could do is, step by the way, instead of spending your next action unjamming it, you could stash. You could use a bonus action to stash the pistol and switch to a different weapon. But that's not something you can do right now. You can use your movement now, though. What would you like to do?
I'm going to stay behind the crate and just duck down and get a bit of extra cover and shout "fuck you" for the boss.
Bandit Captain hears this. He's located where you are, and he comes towards you.
Yep.
He kicks over the barrel you're taking cover behind and attempts to hit you. 19.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
10 damage to you.
Wow. Okay, that's a sizable amount of damage.
Jeez.
Knocks me over.
Ugh, trying to shoot me again, were you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm trying to... Hold on. I'm ramrodding my next round.
He's sort of slashed through along your shoulder through here. He's sort of caught a bit of your harness and things like that.
Bastard.
It's not done loads of damage, but it's taken a big groove out of you here. You're bleeding a bit, but nothing too serious. He's feeling a bit woozy still, because he's still got that fresh old exit wound out of his back. Yeah. So he's looking a little bit more worse for wear.
Sure.
Apart from that, he's scrambling around with you now, thinking about how best to finish you off. The bandit now, looks to grab you round the legs, like almost just a tackle.
Right.
Right. He's going to try and grab you round the legs. He's going to roll to hit. That's an 8.
17.
Yeah.
No. I got you. I move out of the way. I raise a little bit higher.
Raise very slightly more.
How long has this spell got left?
10 minutes. As long as he's concentrating, you're fine.
Right.
Concentrate.
I am. Kind of.
Anyway, what happens is you drift very slightly further higher than he was anticipating.
Oh, God.
And he just completely misses you. He grabs air, lands straight flat on his front, prone on the deck.
Bloody hell, boss, this turtle's tricksy.
I'm going to hit one of them with fire.
Which one?
I'm going to smash some fire down there.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
No, I'm going to... Which one's closest to who? Sorry, who's closest to...
Are you currently tussling?
I'm going to firebolt the guy tackling you, Sword.
I'm going to... Well, I know I can't do anything, but imagine I'm trying to put his back to and then add
firebolt!
And 5. Oh, nice. 21.
21! Yep,
roll damage, 1d10.
6.
Okay, 6 damage to the bandit captain. Nice start, nice job.
Take a hit, son!
Still good?
A bit more fire next time.
Get burned!
So yeah, as you do that, you reach over the banner of the crow's nest and... What does your firebolt look like?
It looks like water.
So it's like a water bolt.
But it's a fire ball.
Yeah.
But it's blue.
Nice.
So it's just very like my skin.
Bluish, kind of
like blue
watery flame.
Like
exactly.
Burner flame, blue.
But with a little bit of water in it.
Yeah.
So it hits him.
Yeah.
Hits him on the shoulder. He's trying to put it out, but there's no fire there, but it's wet. What's that about?
Wet.
It's gonna
fire.
Be
what is that about?
Water it's, fire.
Oh, I feel like you're scolding people more than anything. Like, you're like chucking full kettles of water on people.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you've acid attacked somebody and you've got
a full
kettle. This is one of my specials.
The acid was great, but this is just tormenting you.
That's mean.
Maiming the man.
Okay, Sticky Mickey, your go.
Right.
You get advantage on the guy that's now fallen flat on his face, by the way, because he's prone. If you try and get him with the sharpened sticks this time, you get advantage because he finds it so hard to move out of the way.
All right, I'm going to try the sticks again.
Okay.
I'm convinced this is the weapon for me. So I roll
d20 again.
D20.
Yeah. But you can roll it twice now and pick the better number.
Oh, that's what advantage means.
Yeah.
8.
So you can roll again.
11.
So pick 11 and then add 3.
That's a hit.
Where did the 3 come from?
You got him.
From your sharpened drumsticks.
Of course.
Smashed. Stab him.
14. You hit the bandits. You hit.
And now you can do the damage.
Nice. Wait, hang on, so this is the one that was on Trot, right? Not the one that attacked me.
No, no, this is the one that attacked you. This is the one
that fell down.
Yes, and he fell down. That's why you got advantage.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm still levitating above him. I come in from above and just lower myself down as fast as I can to give the extra force of the... Nice.
Okay, all right, you can have +2 to the damage. Roll damage.
Wow.
Where am I rolling this for?
Because that is the damage of your sharpened drumsticks.
I'm learning with the audience. Yeah,
that's fine.
Oh, four. Plus two already, so that's 5 plus the 2.
Roll another one of those, because you're using 2 sticks.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
This is going to be a strong
one. So how much did this equal out?
This is Legolas 2 sword style.
Plus 2 on top.
Yep.
So that wasn't really wrong.
5 as well.
Yep.
12 then, total.
How do you want to kill him? This is a killing blow you've struck.
This is a killing blow. Mm-hmm. So it's going straight into the side of his neck like that. So it's
the flesh. Yeah, so
once the sticks are in, it's like he's got like this collar of sticks sticking out, because it's like that one's gone through. So it's like a cross through.
This is the guy that had reservations about killing. Yeah.
It's just like cutting me.
Both major arteries.
Instantly, the guy. Did I get him?
Yeah, this is a bloody death. Yeah.
You're still floating as well.
you get him because he's not prone on his front. You come in, nail both arteries with the sharpened sticks, and he struggles for a bit. So you hold on to one stick and roll him over using the weight. And as he rolls over, and you're sort of Mission Impossible levitating above him, right? It just completely opens up the wounds, and yeah, you're getting like an oil pipe blown on an engine. All right, you are getting B-dayed by
lift
this.
Me up! I can't do it!
Yeah.
Lift me up!
No, you can't. Sorry, you've used all your movement.
You go down.
Is this where the spell runs out and I'm just laying?
I want to go up. Okay. So, you killed the bandit. Good job.
Wow.
This one, wasn't it?
A monster.
Yeah.
Horrible monster. Oops, that beats the acid.
Sword, you'll go. You're currently like scraping around, dodging, trying to get
I'm
out
I'm just going to drop the gun.
Yep.
And I'm going to get out from... You know, a sheath on the side, a morning star.
Okay.
I've got a morning star.
Okay. Starting the night.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna jab upwards with that. Okay. But that is a 16.
Yep, that hits.
So that's 4. 4 points of morning star.
Nice.
I just like,
damn
get
it.
Away from me, you prick!
You manage to use your morning star, thrust upwards, you catch him on the chin. It knocks him backwards, he stumbles slightly.
Nice, Christ.
Oh, where's my boys? He looks around. They're both dead. He's looked over and he's just seen this floating tortoise getting a face shower of blood.
I just point the Morningstar at him.
Yeah. Acid ruined the other guy.
Walk away, son. It's not worth it.
Oh. And he turns and he just runs and he jumps off the side of the...
I try and hit him on the way.
Okay, roll to hit. You get an attack of opportunity, sure. Yeah. You get one as well.
Oh.
Yeah, because you can see him trying to run.
I can try and fire him.
You can, if you want, you can try and fire something at him.
I could use fire bolts for free, so...
Yeah. Roll a hit.
It's only 10.
Fireball.
You rolled a hit with a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you miss.
I'll get him!
5. Oh no.
Okay.
That's not
this bolt fires, zips past him.
He definitely notices us trying to kill him.
So he feels a sweep, a whiff of air as a Morningstar misses him as he moves away. And then, a watery bolt of pain like flies past his ear. Like, and then he just makes it, jumps. And disappears into the inky blackness of the sea, and you just hear in the distance some splashing.
He
still locks him away, let's be honest. All the films, they show you that bit, but after a moment, he comes up to the surface. Right, I'm going now! And he starts swimming back towards the shore. However, as he swims back to the shore, he gets about 30, 40 feet away from the boat. You're in quite deep water here, it's a deep draft of the boat. And of course, he's bleeding profusely.
He is.
And
not as much as this guy.
Not as much as the
it's
guy.
It's surprising how much it is still going.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think it's about 10 pints in the average human body.
No, I believe it.
Yeah. You hear this splash. There's this sudden sound.
How was that?
And then just a...
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh. No.
And that's...
What happened?
Jesus Christ, Sticky Mickey!
Don't go swimming.
You're out of initiative.
You're a mess, mate.
After the melee and all the noise calms down,
you realise that everybody in the local area has scarpered. It's a bit of a ghost town again, yeah, because they don't want anything to do with this. You know, they see a lot of trouble in this part of the world. It's best not to get involved. So a lot of the fishermen, they've quietly taken their boats out. The people who were around docking and loading, they've decided to take a cigarette break or go for a piss, you know. So yeah, it's quiet once again on the dock, apart from, you know, the sort of slight spurting sound you can still hear from the body.
Just the rigor mortis.
And I just tuck my beard to one side.
Yep.
Get on the rails and just slide down.
Give me an acrobatic check.
Okay.
God, this goes wrong.
No idea. What have I got there?
That's a 6.
Ooh, what's your acrobatics?
Doesn't sound good. 2.
Okay, you hit the bottom of the stairs and twist your ankle. Take you down. 2 damage.
2 damage.
I'm just clapping and just like pointing at Sticky Mickey covered in blood. Like, mate, you've got a lot to sing about now, sunshine. That is messed up.
It's all inspiration.
I thought when I shot the guy, first of all, that was like pretty badass. But you, mate, with the 2 sticks right in the collarbone, that's messed up.
To be honest with you, now the adrenaline's wearing off, I'm a little bit, you know, shaking.
Oh, I still got a little bit.
I'm going into shock.
No, right. Settle down.
Calm down. Hang on. I don't make this
you
better.
You got a paper bag.
Hang on.
What's up?
I'm going to clean him up. Watch this. Oh, do I have to roll for that?
What's he doing?
Prestidigitation.
Yeah, prestidigitation.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Yeah,
I'm going to clean him up. Blood away!
He starts doing the swirling motion with his hand, and all the filth and blood and sweat just starts evaporating away off of you.
Are you going to store that? We could donate it.
Oh, he's got the wiper out.
He's just got a squeegee.
All
magical
good.
Squeegee.
There we go.
So beautiful.
You notice around the body left on the deck, around his neck, there's a small key on a string.
Which body is this?
The body beneath
the
you.
One that you destroyed.
The only one left on the deck.
He's very deflated.
Actually, there is one still on the
deck. All the blood's gone. He's just like a dead.
He's deflated now. He's like an empty
balloon.
Suit. Yeah.
Look at this, boys. The key.
Yeah.
Well, if only something bloody plugged the hole with clay.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
Well, let's try it anyway.
Can we use one of my drumsticks to poke all the clay out of the hole before we...
Well, you've got a fire boy over here. You might be able to melt the clay out.
I can warm things. Do you want to warm something
up? Just warm it up and melt it out.
Just give me a little
also, warm. Sticky Mickey.
Yeah.
You got the kill. Yeah. You got to push the body over the deck. Sorry, son.
Have I?
Yeah. It's the rules of the road. Yeah.
The road or the sea?
The sea, the rules of the sea. You got to be the one to get rid of the body.
I don't know if I can go back and look at him, to be honest.
I
saw the life just go out of his eyes. It was like a light turning off.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice
your eyes were covered in mostly blood.
It was good, actually.
Fair,
now,
like...
now you say that.
Yeah, don't let it go too quickly.
Oh.
Revel in it a little bit.
All right.
It's nice. While you roll that body,
is.
You could just quickly roll that body
roll
off.
Roll over.
Oh, me and Titus.
Well, I've got this other guy to deal with as well. He's covered in acid.
Oh, look at his face.
Yeah, no, it's barely there.
Guys, like...
You can see the real shape of his jaw.
It's a frozen scream.
Yeah.
But there's barely anything there. Awful.
Yeah,
you'll be rolling that one.
You'll be rolling that one. I'll give him a little kick.
Yeah. We roll the bodies off the ship.
I'll toss them
off. Okay.
Also, you're going to have to swab the deck of all this blood, mate.
Careful, it's slippery at the moment.
Yeah, it's
I reckon we let it dry, it'll show, you know, future people.
It's not our ship.
He's got a screech.
You begin to use prestidigitation to clean the ship. However, you can only do 1 cubic feet every 6 seconds. This is quite a large ship. You can keep going, but it might take you some time.
I'm going to do 1 cubic feet and then give up. I'm spent.
Just leave the stain there. It'll warn off future people.
There's a perfectly clean
cube
square. Like everything in it, the wood. If you chipped away the wood, you'd find the wood
square.
In the middle as well is clean, even though you know it's been sealed anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, you stop there. You kick the body over. Lovely. There's still one body back at the near the captain's cabin. The one that fell is still the acid face.
Well, that's why I just
starting to roll that one.
I started to roll it. I started kicking, but then my ankle hurt.
Is there anything on that body? Just before you push it overside.
I'll have a rummage. What's on his body?
You find another key, equally, around the neck of the pirate.
But is it the same? I put them up against
They're
each other.
They're different keys.
Different keys.
Well, let's check all the doors then, I guess.
Let's have a little
bonus.
Poke.
The one you got off of the body that Craig killed was a smaller key. Looks like it might be...
A chest of some kind, maybe.
Maybe, or a hatch access or something along those
it's
lines.
It's not a door key.
The other one is quite clearly sort of a very ornate captain's key.
Well, if you could, you know, get rid of the clay, stuff it in.
Let me just warm this hole. Lovely. I love warming holes. It's all melting away. Look, coming out.
He's loosening the clay.
All right, give me an Arcana check.
Why is it? Oh, one.
Oh, it's a 1.
You melt the lock.
Oh, hey guys.
Christ. What happened?
I got too hot. Things got too hot.
Well, now
the lock started melting together.
Yeah, the key and the lock are like sort of stuck in each other now.
I got a hammer for like pitons.
Yep.
Give me that key. Actually, no, I get a piton out.
Okay.
And I piton the window next to the door.
Okay, yeah, the window goes. Yeah.
I wish
you
did this.
And then I start climbing through.
The window's too small to climb through, but you can reach your arm in and try and get the back of the lock.
Okay, yeah. I make sure I put some fabric over the shards
of
glass.
Nice to cover your arms, yeah.
And then rummage, I'll do this all the time. And then unlock it from the other side.
Yep,
where was this the first hour?
Huh?
Come on.
I honestly want to show off my skills making a lockpick.
Come on.
And also, this is not our ship. We shouldn't be breaking it.
Still.
Can you do that fancy stuff on this window? Or no?
The bits of glass and wood that were the window look a bit cleaner.
Let down.
Anyway,
here's the door.
Door swings open.
We're going to have to fix that up before we give it back to the owner.
Inside, you see the captain.
Who's the owner?
There's a large table with one seat behind to the side. There are a couple of cupboards. There's a map table. There's a few other bits. There's
quite
a spyglass.
Quite cushy, actually.
There's a three-pointed captain's hat laying on the desk in front of a very cushy-looking leather chair.
This is a tricorn hat. Tricorn.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, son? You put that hat on. You deserve, you deserve it.
Captain's
You're the
orders.
Captain, aren't you?
Yeah, go swap that bloody blood.
As you put the hat on, in front of you, it springs to life a ghostly crew. Okay, so they're...
What the hell?
So the ship, its crew, is... there are skeletons, there are half-formed sailors, there are people that are just clothes and no bodies.
I take the hat off.
They disappear.
Fuck that.
What the hell was that?
That was messed up. Did you see it?
Do we all see it?
I put it back on.
We all saw it.
Whoa!
Once again, they form.
We all saw it.
Instant, they disappear
Jesus.
Again. On, they appear, they disappear.
Can I have a go?
From the coast, people see a crew. There's a slight ethereal whitish, greenish, bluish glow to each
what
of them.
What happens if I do it? Does something else appear? Like?
Is it going to fit
the same crew appears.
Oh!
That is amazing.
That is weird.
All right, hold on.
How's that working?
Just get your weapons ready,
wireless.
Just in case.
Leaving it on.
I'm going to put it on.
Okay.
Hello?
Captain here.
You step out through the front door of the captain's cabin.
Yeah.
The crew don't seem to pay much attention to you. They're still doing crew things, like some of them are adjusting sails, some of them are scrubbing the deck.
Oi.
Some of them are doing ropes.
Shipmates.
You remember that before you left, when you picked up the contract initially, they
nickel.
Gave you a small scroll.
Oh
yeah, I
you guys
the
remember that small scroll?
Yeah, I remember the one.
On it was the command that the owner, Mikkel Salgo, told you to use once you get on the ship.
You've got delicate fingers, Titus.
And
you do the honors.
Titus.
Sorry.
Titus.
That was my mother's name.
Lost Titus in translation.
Was my mother's name.
Right, what does it say?
Back to port!
Nothing happens.
Give that to me. You weren't saying it right. Back to port!
Aye, aye, Captain! The crowd, the crew spring to action. A few of them jump off of the side of the boat onto the deck, start pulling up the ropes and everything like that. They start to get the ship ready to move. The tide's in a great position.
Yeah, boys! I was so expecting you guys mostly to be pulling those.
I was never
ropes.
Gonna do that.
I was a bit worried how we were gonna do it.
An ethereal spectral looking tiefling walks up to you. He's in a long old
this
coat
a
of a style
creature,
you don't understand don't recognise. And he's got sort of a smaller cat than yours. He takes it off and says, Captain, back
first
to
mate.
Port, we'll be ready to leave. I'm your first mate, yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Dinky Doinkers.
Dinky Doinkers?
Dinky
Never
Doinkers.
Heard of such
it's a pleasure.
Amazing name. That's the best name.
Dinky yeah. Doinkers. I'm best ethereal first mate in all the thousand teeth.
Right, yeah.
I'm just getting your crew ready in order. We should be ready to set sail in about 15 minutes. Transit back to the Gold Tooth Isle should take no more than about 6 hours with good wind. I'll get to it.
Aye, aye.
Puts his hat back on, walks back and starts ordering the crew around.
Dinky.
Yeah?
Could you get a swab on that blood over there?
Oh, I can do, sir. Yes, no problem. And then he gets a little whistle out. He's like, and then out from underneath one of the hatch, the previously locked hatch, in fact, comes six children, but they're like dead children.
Which makes it worse.
Gosh,
but they're like spectral, like kids. So like they 12, 13. Yeah, they like they're all in their long coats as well, a bit like Dinky Doinkers, and they come up with like spectral mops, and they're all like,
it's a bit questionable.
All working and stuff, and
I'm not too comfortable with this, but they are doing the work
for
us.
You're not comfortable with this. We just kill people.
Yeah, but they're chill.
They're probably like, older than children by now.
Oh yeah,
you see they're having fun, exactly. They're like splashing dead. Around in the blood and stuff.
Oh,
and
like,
they're enjoying themselves.
It's like a snow day, or whatever
that could be. Isn't it?
They're doing the blood angel.
Yeah.
Boys, can we have a
blood
quick,
angel? Let's take a picture.
Can we have a quick meeting now?
Yeah, let's have a
shot.
Yeah, this is
weird.
Yeah,
what's up, Sword?
I'll close the door.
Captain. Captain Sword.
Now I propose something, boys. This is quite radical thinking.
Right.
But we've just been through a lot together.
Wow, yeah.
And we've just claimed a ship. Arguably not ours.
Well,
I know we've got to give it back to Mikkel Salgo, but we've literally got a ship with a crew that's undead, that's at our beck and call.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a pretty good deal.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah? Go. Say it on 1, 2, 3.
Go on tour.
Why is he going to go on tour?
Not on tour. No, I'm not a musician at all.
We steal
the ship for ourselves.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Sail the seas, go on adventures.
We should always do that.
We just never go back to Gold Tooth Isle.
So we become pirates.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
Oh, yeah, nice. Well,
there's plenty of islands on the Thousand Teeth. We can just go to a different one and get some more jobs. Maybe repaint it so it's not so obvious.
We need to kill more people.
Yeah. So you got a taste for it, didn't you?
I got a lot of a taste for it, yeah.
Mm.
All right, I'll entertain this idea.
We are entering the criminal world, I will say.
Yeah.
And it comes with certain risks.
Yeah.
The rewards.
Yeah, well, we're already in it now. So yeah.
We started.
You killed someone with sticks.
We're going to prison either way if we ever,
someone can get covered in acid.
You destroyed them.
That was horrific.
How was that? Going from underwater land?
It was really good. I've not done it before. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
But now I was the one responsible. I want to do it again.
You never forget your first.
I'll never forget that one.
All right, boys, let's set sail.
Let's go.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing with the helm at all.
So it just loosely spins.
You still got about 15 minutes till the ship's ready to sail. The hatch at the front of the ship is now open. If you'd like to have a look down there, I'd perhaps steer you that way. But the ship's getting ready to go. They're currently following your order to back to port, which is to them the Gold Tooth Isle. This is where their base of operations was. Mm-hmm. What's been given to you has been a magical command by the true owner, Mikkel Salgo, which is something he would say to his crew to get them to come back to the Gold Tooth Isle. However, if you'd like to try and not go back to the Gold Tooth Isle, that's something that we can look at.
Break that.
Exactly. You can think about how to break the command. At the moment, whilst the first mate, Dinky Doinkers, will talk to you and interact with you, the rest of the crew feels very detached from reality. They're almost, you know, they don't see you necessarily. They're in their own world. They think they're just sailing a ship and that everything's great, you know? So bear that in mind. Would you like to look in the hatch?
Hey guys, I've just been to the front of the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You went back to the scene of the crime, didn't you?
You wanted to relive it.
Hatch is open.
Okay. Oh, yeah, what's in it?
I don't know, I haven't been down there. Do you think we should?
Have a little peek.
Yeah,
those children came out from down there, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
You walked up to it, looked at it, opened, and came back here.
Why don't you just look inside?
I'm too scared. Let's go.
Well, let's all go then.
Let's go.
Let's go have a look.
Let's have a little peek, yeah.
Let's go have a little peek.
So as you look down, I presume you climb down the ladder. There's a foldable wooden ladder that takes you about 20 feet down in this hatch. It's a deep hole. And as you go down, you find yourself at the bottom of this cavernous cargo hold. Inside it, it's largely empty. It's mainly wood. There's shelves and things on the walls. At the front of the ship, there's six hanging hammocks for people to sleep with boxes underneath them. They don't look like they've been used much. It looks like there might be a few old possessions from the three people you just killed. They've been storing a little bit there, but nothing of particular import. At the back of the ship is what looks like a large gated room. So they've erected large sort of security gates, fences and things like that for putting more valuable cargo. So you can see in there, there's a few chests and things like that in there that look like might be warrant inspecting. Halfway down the ship, before you get to that sort of fenced off bit, there's a sort of very strange black gate kind of thing. It looks a bit like a tall standing mirror, but the surface of the glass is dark and swirling. It looks as though it's just glass, but instead of reflecting anything out, there's just a black swirling nothingness.
Vantablack.
On that. Very Vantablack.
Oh, okay.
But that's about it. Apart from that, the center of the cargo hold's quite empty. You've got a few chests in the locked bit down at the end, and you've got a few hammocks this end with a sort of bits of storage for you.
If we can convince this crew to work with us instead of old Mickle. Look at this, we've got all this stuff to sell.
Oh, what do you think Dinkle Doinger's just going to say about that, though? He seemed pretty serious about his job.
Oh, the captain, though.
I know, but he seemed like he knows what he's doing.
The rest of the crew don't seem to pay much mind, but...
Can we pay him off?
Well, he's a ghost, it would just go...
Can we eat any of them?
No, they're ghosts.
We haven't eaten, we just killed some people.
You see inside the locked grates what looks like a few bags of provisions. There's sacks of potatoes, some grain, some dried fruits,
maybe barrels of water.
Hey, look, I'm going to eat some of these dried fruits while you discover whatever that thing in the corner is. Look at that.
What?
Oh, you can't eat them. Yeah, they're inside the locked area. So if you want the fruit and drinks, you've got to go and open up the locked area.
I'm so hungry. Let's go inside.
That little, maybe you should try that little key, the other key you got off of somebody.
What about that other key that we got off somebody?
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
It might fit in this tiny lock.
It does.
Look at that. You managed to open this lock. No problems.
Oh
no rolls.
You didn't snap it off or anything.
The heavy iron door swings open, and inside you find
a wealth of treasures.
Several chests. They don't seem to be locked, they just seem to be clasped shut. A few sacks of things. What looks like a sort of big case of maps as well. Have a look, see what you find. What do you want to look at first?
Have a little poke through.
You want to look at a chest? Do you want to open a chest?
I'll open a chest.
I'm going to grab some fruit, I see.
Right, you can start eating the fruit.
Start eating
the
fruit.
Some pure grain.
Save some for the rest of us.
It's delicious. You regain the 2 hit points you lost.
Oh, nice.
You
got 2 hit points.
I gained health by eating.
Lovely.
You should join me.
I'm not hungry.
Okay.
I can't eat after what I've seen.
Trot. You pick up a small chest, no bigger than your head.
Right.
There's a couple of clasps that looks like it was a combination lock, but the combination has been lined up. You know that the combination for this chest is squid, squid, squid. Okay, so there's like...
Squid, squid, squid.
Remember that, squid, squid, squid. There's a three, it's like a roller combination.
And what I do is I get...
Each face.
The long part of my index finger,
mm-hmm.
and I push it up against the squid.
Yeah.
And then I slam my hand so it makes an imprint of squid, squid, squid on here.
You got squid, squid, squid on your finger. You'll always remember that now.
I'll never forget
that. Nice! Got it there.
You want me to just write it down?
Well, I don't have any paper. He does.
I do. I would have offered it.
The small chest clicks open.
Yeah.
Inside, you find a tiny eye patch made of what seems like glittering chainmail.
Oh boy, look at that.
Wow.
Look at that bling.
Now, you know this is made of a special form of enchanted chainmail that cannot be pierced by any mundane means.
This is a special form of enchanted chainmail that cannot be penetrated by any means.
By mundane means.
By
magical,
mundane
you're not
means.
Sure, but things like bullets, knives, spears, anything like that.
Nothing's going through. I'm going to put on the star die.
We decide to test it. I get out my sharp drumstick.
Whoa.
We'll test it.
Is it magical?
It can take anything. Go for it.
Go on. I brace my head.
Okay, so you hold the eye patch taut.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah!
On three. Three, two, and now I just go
roll
on two.
Hit.
I don't.
I hope you value your other eye.
19.
Oh, thank God. You hit the mark, and yes, the blade stops. If you'd missed then, you would have been stabbing him in the cheek.
So you go right on the eye patch.
Yeah. So you hit the eye patch. Thankfully, you were holding it tight as well, because whilst it stops piercing, it doesn't just stop all mass.
Yeah, I braced for it.
Yeah. So you brace for it, you take it.
Just a splinter my...
Anything?
Like a jousting stick, is that
what happens? Yeah, so the end of your sharpened, one of your sharpened drumsticks just... Like you say, just like a jousting pole, and just splits into a load of pieces.
Yes, all good. Look,
that's really good.
Wow. And it's really scarred, horrible, mangled eye.
Jesus, did I do that?
Ross, whilst this is happening and these two are doing this, you're sort of absently minded eating fruit and things. You open one box. You open a box. Inside it, you find a frog. Have you got the frog picture? So initially, you're greeted by a frog. It's a living frog. You can't eat it. Well, you can try and eat it. As you go to try to eat it, it opens its mouth. Inside its mouth, it has a tongue made of like 1,000 tiny little, let's call them chromatophores. So the tongue itself is covered in undulating, color-changing little blobs. And they begin to swirl and change, and its mouth becomes wider and wider and wider as you become entranced by this pattern on this frog's tongue. Okay? Give me a constitution roll. 13. Titus is charmed, entranced by this frog. You are essentially paralyzed by it. You stand stock still as your consciousness falls further and further into the patterns on this frog's tongue.
I've just been smashed in the face with this.
You guys are commenting.
I turn around to be like, Titus, look at this, mate. Honestly, you just smashed me in the eye with this. Titus, what the hell?
What is up with him?
You notice the frog in his hand.
How big is the mouth?
The mouth of the frog's about this
just
big.
Just a regular...
It's a large frog and the mouth is massive. The mouth is about the size of a human's face. But you're not looking directly at the tongue. You're looking at it from side on. You can see something strange is happening here.
What happens if I go behind his shoulder and look at the frog as well?
Try it.
Wait.
It's too late.
What is that?
Roll a constitution check.
I rolled a...
Plus two.
Six.
Eight.
You're paralyzed by the frog as well. The patterns and undulations on the frog's tail, the tongue, are entrancing you. You think you see creation. You think you see your birth. You think you see so much in the swirling beauty of the tongue.
Boys, what the...
So you look over and see both of them just staring straight into the mouth.
What are you boys looking at? Let's have a look.
Do you want to have a look at it? You don't want to have a look at it.
I'm tempted to have a look.
Obviously.
What are you so entranced by?
Okay, have a look at it. Roll me a constitution saving throw.
What is it?
We're also going to be stuck staring at this thing.
15. That's the end of the
game. You're so lucky. It starts to draw you in.
Oh yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It is nice. The patterns on the tongues.
Such a brutal birth.
You feel your vision just sucked in. Everything else begins to fade as you don't notice anything. But as you start to get sucked in, bump, the top of the chest that the little frog was in is closed shut. You snap out of it.
Whoa.
Resting on the top of the chest is an ethereal spectral hand of Dinky Doinkers. Oh, you don't want to be poking around down here now, sir. There's a few dangerous things. And he closes the hatch on it and puts the frog thing down. We got one of those off of an island we were at a few months ago. Weird, isn't it?
What is it?
Yeah.
We don't know. It's some sort of strange toad or frog that we found on one of our adventures.
Christ.
I forgot it was down here, to be honest. I'm amazed it's still alive. It must be eating the bugs on the ship.
It did things to me.
Did it?
Did it do things to you?
It did a lot of things to me, yeah.
I started to see
mainly beautiful things.
But it was so quick, it just, Dinky closed it before I got
I don't think I'll ever be happy again.
Dinky Doinkers looks around.
Wow.
Brings a new, sort of a bundle of maps. Mainly there's one big map with a few other little scraps and things like that. He goes, we're going to be leaving in about 5 minutes. I thought you might want these maps. They're magical maps enchanted to show you most of the known and some of the suspected islands in the area of a Thousand Teeth. You can zoom in and out as close or as far as you like. You can see all of the islands if you want, but there's not much you can do with that information.
Dinky, you're a great first mate.
We need to tell Doinkers our plan.
Dinky?
Yes?
Just a quickie.
I'm not for that kind of thing. I'm spectral.
Just a quickie.
Yeah, of course. No, I'll watch. No, I don't mean sexually.
Oh, that's good. There's usually a lot of sexual stuff on the ship. It's a lonely place.
Really? Good to know.
That's good to know.
Where is that?
I was actually buggered to death.
Where is that happening?
Where's all that stuff?
Where is all that happening? Yeah. Mikkel Salgo is a good man who only seeks adventure. Yeah. That's why our crew chooses to join him.
About that guy.
He trained that well.
Yes.
He had a heart attack. He died.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be. I still feel his magical pull in the ether.
I'm going to show a picture of him dead.
Like a minor illusion.
Using a minor illusion. Look, I've got a picture.
That's a picture, but you could have made that picture up.
You don't know.
No, I don't.
So
this picture is realistic.
The thing on the paper that I said, and you're now going back, right?
Back to port, yes.
Do you have to go back to him?
Well, yes, that's what Mikkel used to say to us. We follow his magical commands. Back to port meant the weeks or months adventuring was over and we were returning to the Gold Tooth Isle.
Yeah, and what was that one that broke it, that made sure you don't follow his commands anymore again?
Yeah.
What was it again?
We always forget, don't we?
I always forget that one.
You know, I can't remember either.
Oh.
Ah.
Wait, is it written down anywhere? Is it maybe...
Try a persuasion check. One of you can try a persuasion check.
Persuade this little guy, come on.
I've got a minus one, because my...
Can we pay him? That's the way I deal with things.
Three.
Where I'm from.
I got a three.
No. There's a set magical commands that Mikkel would use, and we don't know any of them. We just like to go on adventures with him. He took us from darkness and gave us a purpose again, and... I'd very much like to see him.
God, I almost fell asleep then, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
God, I hate soft stories, don't you?
Yeah.
Just go on.
I almost want to look at the frog again.
Yeah. Well, Doinkins, give her that.
Pass us that frog. Come on,
it's like, taking a sleeping pill for travel. You know, like, we'll man the ship. There's no problem. Just look at the frog for a few hours.
Can you wake us up when you get there?
I don't think I've ever been.
You can't do that if you want.
I don't think I've been at peace before like that.
I want to go back.
You want to see the frog again? Yeah. Okay. I'll see you in 6 hours. Just open up the.
Does this count as a long rest? I don't know.
Does this count as a long rest? It could.
Cheers. Oh,
okay, well.
No problem. If you meet me upstairs in 10 minutes, we're ready to depart.
Brilliant. I mean, just go ahead.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Go ahead. You want us to depart or go ahead and.
No,
we'll see
carry on with your orders and whatnot.
Well, we're going to depart if you want us to.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's going to take 6 hours.
So depart?
Yeah. In 5 minutes, right?
Whoa. Excellent. And he just disappears.
Okay.
And appears upstairs, and you can just hear, heave anchor! Lower the sails! Make way for the Goldtooth Isle!
Take the hat off. Take the hat off right now.
You feel the ship start to move and then sort of slow down again.
Well, boys, we're going to have to man the ship ourselves.
No, but I know what we can do. You keep that hat on for half the journey. Take it off halfway through. We'll find a different path.
Okay.
We'll take control at that point.
We're trying to build up a lot of speed. Yeah.
We've got 3 hours to learn what they're doing and figure out the plan. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I can levitate some stuff. I can make things move and warm and cool.
All right.
And we can make it ourselves. But we need to get a certain period. Let's use them for where
majority
we can.
Majority of the journey.
Most of the journey.
It's good. It's good.
Then the hat
good
comes idea. Off. It's all ours.
All right. Are you all okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Kosher. I put the hat back on.
All right. Oh, make sail. I don't know what happened there, guys. You hear from upstairs. And the ship starts moving. I mean, the ship wasn't.
So when the hat comes off, do they just. What happens to them? Do they just black out?
Are they aware that they're being dismissed?
Well, I like to think they don't unless you tell them they're being dismissed. You know, as in like, you're being dismissed and then.
Because like, if you
do
take
they that, lose that time.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, they don't exist
then,
for
to
that
them,
time.
Does any, did any
what
time
when you're asleep?
Like that's travel the for situation. Them? Or like, are they aware that they went somewhere?
If you really want to know, you're going to have to do some more investigation into the ship and more investigation
into.
You can't just know all of these things about how magical ethereal crews work, all right?
From what I heard, like muffled, they just carried on as if there was no pause in between.
No,
but he did notice
happy.
That there was a pause because he said, I don't know what happened there.
Well, because they started to make sail and the sails had come down. So obviously once you pull the anchor up, take the ropes up and the crew has rigged the ship to sail, it starts to move forward. Then the crew disappeared. So it was essentially just drifting on cruise control
and so
at that point.
They jumped forward.
Yeah. So now they're like, blimey, the ship's going.
We could trick these
guys. We're
going
to mess with these guys the whole way.
Yeah. Just messing with the ethereal
crew.
Look,
guys. Daylight.
That is a long-running gag. You don't know how long that took to set up.
They think we're gods. Not only can we control when they exist and when we don't, we can also change day to night.
We had to wait here 12 hours for this
gag.
Just to see the look on their faces.
Just to see
we should have started just before sunset, but we did it in the midday.
We had you good, Doinkers.
Well, it's 3 a.m. now and it's dark. It's totally dark. Yeah. The sun will be coming up over the horizon in an hour or two, very early. And the ship makes its way away from the port at Dockers Bay.
It's about 6 hours, right, of journey?
6 hours of journey from here to the Goldtooth Isle with good wind.
Dinkers.
Yes.
Dinky Doinker.
That's my name.
Could you he wake appears. Me up?
Are you still down in the cargo hold?
Yeah.
Yes?
Could I be woken up 5 hours into the journey, please?
Aye, Captain.
I'd like to be awake for the final hour.
What a trust.
I tip my hat to you.
Please, don't worry about doing that.
In and out.
Okay.
Quite painful.
Are you?
Oh, he's
sorry about that.
What if every time you did it, it was like, it's not turning them on and off, it's like killing him.
Every time I die, I'm reborn.
Oh, it's a pleasure to exist again, sir.
I have to relearn a lot of things.
Yeah, well, don't do it again, all right?
I won't.
Okay.
Or I might, depending on what you do.
I'm going to put a neck strap on so it doesn't happen again. How about that?
Oh, I've never been around that long before. A whole 5 hours.
Lovely, all right, let's put one on then.
Oh. I let my arm reach for a shelf and knock it off his head. Awkward.
Butterfingers.
I'm guessing like it's just drifting around the port. They haven't actually managed to get away.
Yeah, you're heading towards the opening. If you look at the bay, you're heading towards the opening now. And there's only a few things. It's a fairly easy sail. And you'll be heading out of there.
Lovely.
And then you'll be heading southwest towards the Goldtooth Isle. This is quite a way out to the sort of, if you imagine, look at the camera here. So you've got the landmass of the Goldtooth Isle here, and if you've got the Great Ocean out here,
and the continent's very, very weak sail in the distance. Sort of this one's sort of out. It's a bit like Bermuda. It's a little bit out in the ocean, quite a bit. So you're having to go through open ocean from Dockers Bay down to the Gold Tooth Isle, or at least that's where you're heading at the moment. Mm-hmm. And that is where we will leave it for now.
All right.
I hope you've enjoyed this start. I think it's gone all right. Yeah. It is just the beginning. This is an episode zero. This is edited. And we would have taken a few of the bits out, although I really do feel like it went really well. I don't think there's loads that we need to remove. I think it went really smoothly. Yeah. This is now going to be streamed on twitch.tv/hatfilms. Hopefully once a week, we'll be doing a 3-hour stream of this where we will continue this adventure. We'll see where they go next, what happens with the ship, whether they make it to Gold Tooth Isle at all. I'm going to make a lot more maps, just in case. Anything you guys want to say?
Yeah, treat this like a prologue. Yeah. The actual episodes start next time, right? And if you prefer the edited YouTube format, that will come later. But if you want to keep up to date on the story itself, week to week, by all means, go to Twitch and watch the whole stream in full, unedited. So,
exactly.
See you there.
Exactly. Come and watch. This is going to be a starter adventure, like a Minds of Phandelver, a 5 to 10 episode sort of situation, 5 to 10 stream sort of situation, sorry, should say. And we hope you enjoy it. Let us know who your favorite character is so far. Yeah. And what you'd do if your entire existence was tied to whether somebody was wearing a hat or not.
See you in the next episode.
See
episode
you then. One.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.